Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Okay. Well, Family Feud action. I like that. Every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, we do Gavin's phone scams. If you've missed any of Gavin's phone scams, you can get them at endonline.com and search the wake-up call on the radio.com app. What do you got today?
We're calling Sarah at the request of her sister, Kelly. They're both big Family Feud fans. So Kelly told me that she was going to tell Sarah, hey, guess what? I went online and entered us for Family Feud, and they already called me and everybody else I listed as family members, and they like us. They're auditioning us one by one, and guess what? I'm calling because it's Sarah's turn.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sarah.
This is she.
Hi, Sarah. My name is Roel Labrador, and I'm calling from Merv Griffin Entertainment. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm not sure if your sister Kelly mentioned at all that she applied to be on the Family Feud. Did she mention that?
Yes, she did.
Okay, well,
we are
calling everybody she listed down as a family member that she would want to be on the team to see how they are, because you've made it to the next round of casting, okay?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited!
Oh, this is great.
You don't even know. I have watched Family Feud my whole life.
Yeah?
Oh, Kelly!
Oh, that's great. So you're a big fan. That's fantastic.
Yes!
So you know how to play the game. Correct?
I absolutely know how to play. I'm so ready.
All right. So we just want to see how each of the family members is going to play the game, how good your answers are. And I'm just going to give you a few categories, and we're going to pretend like we're playing for when you come up and you buzz in. Do you remember that part?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So first category, and again, you just give me whatever answer comes naturally to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Top five answers are on the board. Sarah, name something you'd hear during a moment of silence.
A pin drop.
Okay. All right. Number one answer on that one would be uncontrollable sobbing. That was the number one answer on that one. Okay. So far, not too bad. Not too bad. Let's do two more categories. Let's see how you do. Okay. Your sister Kelly did great, by the way. All right. Top five answers are on the board. This is the Family Feud. Sarah, name a funny species of shark.
I don't like the species.
A
I don't,
funny
I don't
species
know what, like,
of
would
shark.
Be considered funny.
Right, well,
I don't know. I don't know what's a funny shark.
Remember,
a
you got to beat the buzzer. You got to beat the buzzer here.
Hammerhead.
A hammerhead. Show me hammerhead. Ah, no, that one was not up there either.
Oh my God! What's a funny shark?
We were looking. Number one answer was goblin shark.
What?
Followed by Greenland shark.
So why are those funny? What's funny about a goblin and a Greenland shark?
Have you ever seen a goblin shark?
No.
Oh, they're hilarious. You can't look at one without laughing. I'm laughing just thinking about one.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Next,
it's okay.
Next,
it's all right. Shake it off.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try one more, okay? All right. Top five answers are on the board. Sarah, name a famous hiccup.
A what?
A famous hiccup.
There's not a famous hiccup. No one's ever heard of that.
A famous hiccup.
I don't know.
You're going up against somebody.
Famous hiccup, Watergate. I don't know.
Watergate. Your answer is Watergate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Show me Watergate. Nope. Not up there. Nope. Didn't even make
then
sense.
I don't know what you want. Because a hiccup, I don't know who hiccups and is famous. I thought maybe like a governmental hiccup. I don't know. I don't know.
I see what you were going for there. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were being sneaky.
No, not being sneaky at all. Number one, Paris Hilton.
What?
Yep.
When did Paris Hilton hiccup and why was it ever famous?
Oh, right. All right. Well, you know what, Sarah? Thank you very much for playing.
Am I not going to get to play now?
Well, I can't decide.
I'm really good at this game, and I would be awesome. Please, please, please consider me.
Okay. Well, we will consider you. How about that? Okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the best we can do. So, Sarah, one last thing before we get going here is just to tell you that none of this has been real. You are on a phone scam on 106.5 The End. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. It's a prank phone call. Kelly did not apply.
No!
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.